Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, carrying equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com. Welcome to another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food-related. My name is Sarah Severson, and today we're talking about a new aquaponics system that has been installed at the Dolores School District. Here to talk about the new system is Gunther Hart, local aquaponics expert and creator of the system in Dolores. Welcome, Gunther.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Kelly Meeker, a Colorado Serve AmeriCorps member serving with the Montezuma School to Farm Project at the Dolores School Garden Program. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good. So, Gunther, let's start with you. What does an aquaponics system consist of?
Well, basically, you will have a very large aquarium with fish. And then you have, some kind of containers with a gravel substance like volcanic rock or clay, pebbles, and you cycle the fish water through those containers, and you can grow your plants in those containers, and the fish water will basically fertilize.
And is this a huge system? Like, does it take up a big, huge, 20-foot by 30-foot space, or how big is the system at the Dolores School District?
Well, we do not have much room there. It's basically just 12 by 10 feet, and so we had to kind of squeeze things in there a little bit. So you do not need a lot room to or space to have a system like this.
And you have a system at your own home, correct?
Yes.
Is it a different, same or similar setup?
It's about the similar size because this is about the same space.
Okay.
So.
And what have you been growing there in terms of plants that are growing?
Lettuce for my ducks and geese.
Lucky ducks and geese. Can I be a duck at your place?
You're welcome anytime.
Lettuce for your ducks and geese. What else do you have?
Then I grow peppers, all kinds of different types of peppers. And I have a orange tree.
You have an orange tree growing with the aquaponics system.
Yeah, bare root in the gravel orange trees, and it's producing. So basically everything that is leafy can be grown in there, and then certain plants for fruit, strawberries work. So
wow, so any sort of the world is our oyster in terms of what we want to plant in that aquaponics system.
But it depends on what your grow media is. If you want to grow anything like onions or radish or stuff like this, then the volcanic rock is just too abrasive and then sticks together for those roots to develop. So you have to have a little bit different material that the roots can push apart easier. Like those clay pellets, they're not very abrasive, so the roots can grow in there real nice.
And what I know, you've donated your time, expertise, lots of resources for this to happen at the Dolores School District with the Montezuma School to Farm Project in conjunction with the Dolores School Garden. What motivated you to spend your time in this way and spend your resources in this way?
Well, this is a agriculture community, and lots of the kids that go in Dolores to school, their parents farm, and we have a serious problem with water. So I thought it would be an interesting thing to introduce to the kids there and students there to study how can we grow produce and vegetables and stuff like this without wasting any water, you know, just to be sustainable with our resources.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Gunter Hart, local aquaponics expert and creator of the system at the Dolores School District, and Kelly Meeker, a Colorado Serve AmeriCorps member serving with the Montezuma School to Farm Project at the Dolores School Garden Program. Gunter, does the system use a lot of water? I mean, are you flushing water through? You're just using the same water that recirculates over and over?
The way the system works, we recirculate the water. We reuse the water. So the only water we have to replenish is what basically gets lost through evaporation. So we have been running this system now for 4 weeks, pretty close to 4 weeks, and we have used somewhere around 40 gallons.
Wow, so very different than what it would take to normally grow that amount of food, I would guess.
Since I where I live, I have to haul water. If I want,
so you
to
know about every gallon.
Yeah. So if I want to grow something at like we do in this system, I need about 1,000 gallons of water a day.
Wow! So 40 gallons for the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
To develop this system. Yeah. That's amazing. So something that could really address the drought concerns, even though we've had a lot of water this spring and summer, we're still in a consistently pretty deep drought for the area.
Well, if I look at McPhee, we're already drawing down again, and it never filled up. So we can hope that all the El Nino prediction are true.
That's right.
In a way, I dread it because it means that I have 5 to 6 months of snow up there.
You're going to be snowed in with the fish and the...
But on the other hand, you know, if I look at my stock pond, I just have one left with water. Mm-hmm. So if we do not get any rain real fast, I have to start hauling water for my horses.
Yeah, things are evaporating at a quick rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, let's talk a little bit about the students and what's happened with the expertise and the experience that Gunter's brought in with this aquaponics system. How have the students been involved in the process?
So as with any project that we do, specifically for Montezuma School to Farm Project, we try to involve the students as much as possible so that they buy into the program and really feel like they've been a part of it and want to continue to be a part of it. So starting in last spring, we involved the seventh graders at Dolores, and they did pretty extensive research projects, papers, and presentations around aquaponics and what they felt was the most important aspects of aquaponics. So that was sort of the beginning of students' involvement, and students have been pretty heavily involved with the construction also. The shop class built the stands, and Gunther's had a student helper from the high school helping us out a lot. So in the future also, they will be involved in educational aspects and, of course, the planting and harvesting and other, hopefully, the maintenance part of the system also.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, and I'm here talking with Gunter Hart, local aquaponics expert, and Kelly Meeker, a Colorado Serve AmeriCorps member serving with the Montezuma School to Farm Project at the Dolores School Garden. So, Kelly, before the break, we were talking a little bit about how the students were involved in the system. I know you gave a tour of the aquaponics system at the Dolores School District to some new teachers and staff yesterday. What was their reaction to the system?
So it's always exciting to have new teachers. We have a handful at Dolores now, and we got a chance to take them into the aquaponics system yesterday. And many of them, including the new elementary principal, had not seen the system yet, and it had not necessarily been fully explained to them. And they were absolutely over the moon about the teaching possibilities that lie in that small learning lab. It's really a unique feature to have in a school all across America.
Yeah, really? Do you know any other schools that have an aquaponic system in our region or across the state or even across the country?
Not across the state. I know of some different nonprofit initiatives happening, particularly in California, trying to get systems like this into the school for the sake of getting fresh produce to the students and showing them a different sort of higher tech way of growing food. But and not locally, if that's for sure.
Yeah, first of its kind in the area. Pretty amazing. So, Gunter, let's talk about the possibilities of the system in terms of a teaching tool. You know, what does aquaponic systems offer students learning, you know, hands-on learning in?
Well, it basically includes everything, chemistry, physics, and biology. Physics, how do grow lights work? How do I produce a certain wavelength of light that benefits the plants? Not every plant benefits from the same wavelengths. How can I do that? And that's a question of physics. Then in chemistry is what we call is when we start up a system, we have to cycle the system. And basically what is done is that you put into your, you have no fish in there yet, but you put ammonia in there. And then nitrite develops. And then suddenly nitrates start to develop. And then your nitrites, they go just sky high on your, you test this sky high, and then your nitrates start to develop a little bit more. And then suddenly within 12 hours, there is no ammonia and there is no nitrite. It's
where,
all
where
nitrite.
Where is it gone? It's all, oh, it's gone from nitrite to nitrate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, how does this biological or chemical process work? I know how to do it, but don't
but what,
ask
what's
me
going what, on?
About the chemistry or the biochemistry in this whole process. So this is a nice teaching tool to use, and you can use this as an experiment, and you can basically live show, hands-on, to show the kids how this works. So, and then in biology, how do grow lights, why do certain wavelengths on the plants work and certain wavelengths not? How does that, why do they need something like red lights or green lights or whatever to make them grow? And that is a question of biology, how the process and the plants and the leaves work.
So students be able to do those live experiments, see yeah. exactly what's happening with those plants
yes.
as well. And then on top of that, all the food that's created, and you know, those plants are growing so much quicker than they would in a garden bed, which is also an interesting contrast and comparison between those two. A lot of people want to know, when can we eat those fish?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with the fish? When do we get to have fish in the school cafeteria lunches?
We are using white Nile tilapia, because it is the fastest growing fish per pound.
And is tilapia, that's just like one, that's the breed of fish. There's like one type of tilapia and that's it?
No. Tilapia, they are the, they have the most different kinds of fish, this group of fish, because they are very fast and rapid adapter to new conditions.
So that's a great fish to use. You couldn't, for example, use, like, I love trout personally.
Well, yes,
so
but
can we do some trout in there, or?
Yes, then, but trout needs cooler water.
Oh, okay.
So the warmer the water gets, the less good it becomes for trout. Warmer water has less oxygen and less nutrition in there. Colder water keeps more. Another physics question, okay. Why is warm water cannot hold enough, less oxygen, and colder water keeps more oxygen in there. So this is all, basically all a lot of science questions in there that can be asked and studied in a process like this.
Great. So let's go back to the tilapia real quick in terms of when we get the fish lunch happening. How long does it take for those baby tilapia to get to a point where they're ready for consumption?
About a year and a half
in that yes. system. So, and yes. how many tilapia are currently in that 250-gallon?
I have not fully stocked it because I wanted to give the system, once it's cycled, time to develop more. So we have 16 tilapia right now in there, and they're about 4 to 6 inches. Mm-hmm. And this week I will add another 10 to 12 okay. tilapias to it.
Great. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Gunther Hart, local aquaponics expert, and Kelly Meeker, a Colorado Serve AmeriCorps member serving with the Montezuma School to Farm Project at the Dolores School Garden Program. Kelly, what is it like working with a volunteer like Gunther, who I know he approached you all, offered his time and his resources, such a generous movement in this area that he is an expert in. What's that like working with a community volunteer like that with the Dolores School Garden Program and the Montezuma School to Farm Project?
I think it's kind of unreal the amount of time and resources that Gunther has been willing to put into the system. And we always, always love community members to come forward with their skills and their knowledge and to be willing to contribute it to the local schools and to our program and really to allow us to gain new knowledge around different methods of agriculture. Of course, at Montezuma School to Farm, we're thankful, but the effect that this will have on the students and their ability to learn in a new way is really where the benefit comes from.
Yeah, it's quite amazing to think about the different studies they get to do around that, the food that they get to consume, the knowledge and expertise that they get to understand and be empowered by in terms of using less water to grow food. That's quite an amazing gift to the Dolores community.
Right, in the same way that the system is holistic and that's why it works, the benefits that it gives to the students are also holistic too. You can't learn well without good food, and learning well, you know, we'll get you there.
We'll
in
get
life.
You far. Any other exciting projects before we sign off that are happening at the Dolores School Garden?
I mean, there's always projects. We have about including the aquaponic system, which we will be continuing to upkeep. There's about 4 different gardens, and things are always changing and developing. We're building a new weather station, and we're hoping to replaster our Orno oven soon. And of course, in Montezuma School to Farm in general, Kemper has just really skyrocketed the garden at Kemper, and we're really proud of that. And they've got a new oven also.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for coming on the air today, this morning, to both of you. That was Gunther Hart, a local aquaponics expert, and Kelly Meeker, Colorado Serve AmeriCorps member with the Montezuma School to Farm Project. Tune in 2 weeks for another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying friend a local farmer this week. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.